Welcome, I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. In this episode, we're joined by Alamosa Parks and Recreation Director Andy Rice. Andy, it's good to see you. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you. Started 2026. Any New Year's resolutions?
Get outside more.
I like that one. I like that. But we were talking ahead of this. You have a busy year, brother. A busy, busy year 2026 for Alamosa Parks and Recreation. We're going to go through that list. Where do you want to start? I mean, seriously, because we have a long list here. Cole Park, Boyd Park, Carroll Park, right. Summerfest on the Rio yeah. Trio. You're doing something different with that. And then just told me that Cattails will host the next Colorado High School Activities Association Boys State Golf Tournament in fall 2026, Andy.
Yes.
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with, it's always a pleasure to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, to the community, and get the word out about everything we got going and what people can do here, right, in their downtime, because it's so important. The world's busy, and, you know, let's take advantage of what we have here, and let's also promote and get more people out there doing things for a healthy community, right?
Well, and I told you, you know, because you've been in here, I think the city of Alamosa, the town of Alamosa, my hometown, has one of the best recreation, trail systems, park systems for any town its size in Colorado, in the country. I've traveled around the country. You know that. I'm telling you, Andy.
Yeah.
You have a gem in what you've done and what you do and what you manage.
We do. And of course, I'm biased, but that's a tribute to the people before me, the taxpayers having that half cent dedicated recreation sales tax. You know, it's in perpetuity, and it was originally for the back nine of the golf course, but now it supports everything from hiking and fishing to youth softball and basketball and the rec center and the ice rink. And of course, it's never enough, but how lucky are we? We have a lot here in our trail system. You know, we're working on it, 24 plus miles, trying to connect it. We got a lot to do. This will be a big year and taking care of some of the stuff we have while then also looking to the future, right?
So yeah, we're going to take on some of these projects that you're going to talk about, but maybe let's start with the strategic plan, because we had Heather Sanchez in here recently, and she was talking about 2026 being a year for strategic planning for the city of Alamosa. And I know parks and recreation, that's why we have the trail systems we have, that's why we have the programs we have, is because of that vision of the strategic planning process. And you want to start there because you're going to be heavily involved in that.
Yeah, so the last time we did it, 2018 or so, we did it. You know, what came out of that was very unusual. It was activating the Rio Grande was maybe the entire community's top priority, more than the fixing streets or public safety or your typical city services that often outshine, whether valid or not, parks and recreation, right? We sense maybe that's not going to be the case this year, but we know we need a heavy rec component as we look to the future. It's, you know, we do have that dedicated tax we talked about, but that's going to go to take care of what we have mostly.
Maintenance, upkeep,
ball fields, trails.
Because you have to do that, parks. Which I appreciate you bringing that into the conversation and saying that that's a priority of yours, because as we've seen, if you don't maintain what we funded, what we've built, right?
And, you know, playground replacements, all that stuff. So we're going to use this next comp plan for rec to identify a priority matrix. What are the priorities? Is it an amphitheater in Cool Park? Is it swimming? Do we finally tackle that pool that's gone before the voters before and gone down pretty hard?
You're teasing.
Right. Let's be realistic. It's also maintaining what we have. The rec center was built in 03. It's 2026. It's 23 years old, right? We got to do stuff like sand the gym floor down and, you know, roofing and just, so we really want to identify priorities because, you know, our job is equitable distribution of resources and they're limited. Well, let's get robust public input on what the priorities are as we embark on the future of Alamosa Parks and Rec.
You know, there's a lot there that, and I'm glad that Parks and Rec's going to be a big part of that conversation, because what you just mentioned and all the things that are there to be discussed, that's really looking at the future and looking ahead and how you continue to take advantage of the system that you've created or that the city's created over the decades, over the years. Really, really important work. How do you get involved for the comp plan? How does someone, if they want to say to you, Andy, I want to get involved or I want to have a voice in this, how do they going to do that?
A couple different ways. So, you know, right now we're in the process of interviewing firms for the comp plan, and that's exciting because you're talking about the future of housing and Parks and Rec and everything. There is a citizens committee that is forming to be like an advisory committee for it. So you can just contact City Hall and see where they are in that process. And then, of course, you know, part of the job of these firms in these interviews is how good is your engagement? How are you going to reach these folks that aren't going to come to an open house? How are you going to reach populations? How are you going to go to them? How are you going to get neighborhood champions to get their folks and their voices heard? So their engagement strategies have been a big part of these interviews, because we know that we don't reach everyone. We know we can do better, and voices aren't being heard. And there's the world's changed, right? Some of it's through social media. Some of it's through a meal at neighborhood centers. And that it's just, that has to be a huge part of this process, no matter what city focus you're talking about. So,
well, you know, I would say the last comp plan that the city did that you were involved with, that people came out for, that activated the Rio, that has been a successful strategy, because you see the activity in the weather we have these days. I mean, you really can be outdoors on the trails, in the parks.
I just came from the skate park, and there were kids skating here, and it's January, you know, 15th or whatever. So you're right. It's like we're becoming a little bit more year-round outdoor recreation, and let's hope the moisture will support that. But you're right. It's a little different now.
Yeah, let's stay there then, because you just said you were at the skate park seeing people out there at Cole Park on a beautiful January sunny day. And Cole Park is one of your big projects.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going to happen at Cole Park. And I know you recently put in a new handicap swing apparatus there. Yeah. So you've been doing that. But give us the vision or give us the plan for Cole Park.
Yeah. So a bit of a coup. We applied for a GoCo grant to redo the playground there. It's from the early 90s. We hear from the public often, hey, this playground really doesn't match the image of Cole Park, which is Alamosa Central Park. That's our gathering place. That's where festivals are. So we put in for it. We involved a lot of adaptive population, kids and families, as best as we can. We partnered with the schools to talk to those teachers. Peyton Sanchez family and Ruthie Brown, you know, they were big on it. And so the first step was getting that wheelchair swing. And unfortunately, Peyton passed. But this year, we cut the ribbon on it. There was kids there that helped raise money for it. And, you know, Charlie and Sheila were there. And it was wonderful. And that was a little precursor to this GoCo project. So we put in about $650,000, $700,000 to redo the playground with a big adaptive focus, where a population of the Valley has a disabled population double the state average. It's something like 16%. So,
I did not know that. That's an interesting statistic, and in why you're making some of the moves and decisions you're making and getting some of the support you're getting. It makes even more sense now when you throw that data out there.
Yeah, and you want kids to be able to play together. So, yes, we added that wheelchair swing, but we if we redo this playground with adaptive elements, kids can play together. And then the other exciting part is a paved pump track wheel park where you can rollerblade or learn to bike, learn to glide. Little kids do good on those, you know, those little balance bikes. And you know, with the goat head issues we have for cyclists around here, a paved little bike park to play on and learn to ride. It's just going to be fantastic. It'll be the only one, you know, in a couple hundred miles. GoCo was excited about that vision. It'll have some ADA elements where ADA cycles, special cycles we're getting in partnership with the Alamosa Bicycle Coalition can be out there. So we're really trying, and right now that dirt pump track has been a nightmare to maintain. Our soils aren't great. It blows away. We try to wet it. So this will save a lot of efforts among enthusiast cyclists, our staff.
I do see a lot of usage of that bike pump trail, though, Andy. I do see when I'm on the trail, when I'm walking through Cole Park, when you usually see families, kids out there on their bikes, whatever the conditions are.
Jumping in it. Yeah. It's great. And so what, I mean, GoCo, we hadn't been in for a while. The last funding we got from them was the ice rink in maybe 17, 18. We took our time. It's getting more and more competitive across the state. That's Great Outdoors Colorado funding. It's lottery funding. And it's a competitive grant process where public entities, nonprofits can put in for these grants for recreational facilities. And it's a model that the nation is kind of jealous of because our state is about the outdoors.
Well, and it's a competitive too process. Mm-hmm. So you have to put forward worthy projects. And you're talking about Cole Park and what the city of Alamosa wants to do or is going to do with Cole Park. What's the time frame, timeline on that when we will see more of this?
So that will happen this year, 2026, you know, and just quickly on the big vision for the park, you know, we're working on riverfront access there.
Right, right.
With the Alamosa Riverfront Project and our partners at the Restoration Project. And they've got design and engineering done. They're just continually seeking grants for implementation. And that's, you know, a seven-figure project, but they are doing tremendous work. And when we get that park open to the public where you can walk down, your family floats from one end to the other, you can throw a line in, you're not stumbling over rocks in the winter when we do the rate, the five frozen 5K race, it's just going to be transformational. So that one isn't really scheduled yet, but here we are laying this groundwork. I know GoCo loved that we had already done the wheelchair swing. It was like, we're committed to this, whether we get grant funding or not, we're going to find a way. That playground is probably the most used in the city. We got some other playgrounds to talk about, but this one will be really good too. We'll make sure we get some robust input on it and, you know, buy-in.
Yeah, the riverfront piece of that vision and the planning moving forward on that is really, for me, that's the gem project. That's the one I'm really wanting to see happen. I don't want to get my hopes up on that too much though, Andy. Right. But we want to go to, because I was cruising. We're here on the south side of Alamosa, as you know, off of State Avenue, and I grew up here on the south side of Alamosa, and so I'm always looking after the neighborhood where I grew up. And I was driving around Boyd Park because I was looking at the construction they're doing with the old school, Boyd School construction, the housing there.
Yeah.
And I noticed a whole new park at Boyd Park, and it blew me away, and I'm like, my goodness, when did this happen?
Yeah.
You have a new park at Boyd Park, Andy.
And we have a really, really cool natural robinia wood playground. So a little bit of the background, right? Rachel and her team and Don at the Housing Coalition, they were able to secure some DOLA, some state funding, or do that whole Boyd redevelopment project. Well, they called me one day and said, hey, we got $200K for a playground, you know, go get us one. And obviously I was, you know, jumping for joy. That playground was old, decrepit, beat up, and we want to give the community something nice. And so rather than go traditional plastic or anything, we found this natural wood. It's really durable, sharp. It has a couple elements. The real exciting thing is it has play elements that are nowhere else in the city. It has this swing that goes in multiple directions and multiple kids can be on it at once. It's like a giant group swing. And then we have this, I forgot the name of it, but you're just going to have to go check it out. You lean on a pole and kids learn to overcome their fear and jump from one platform to another while holding onto the pole. I mean, already in the middle of winter, we have kids all over the thing. We're going to do an official ribbon cutting Monday the 26th at 4:30. The community is welcome to come out. The whole project isn't done yet. As you know, the work that goes into redevelopment of buildings is huge, but thanks to planning and development for finding us some funds, and now that park has a really, really cool playground.
Well, thanks to Rachel James and Don Malgaris for bringing that forward and giving you the money to do that Boyd Park, because again, that is the park for South Alamos. If you live here, if you grow up here, if you're around here, you're at Boyd Park and you're there a lot. I still go there. I'm gonna keep going around the horn here, because we have one more park to talk about. Yeah. You're making changes at Carroll Park, or you're doing something new at Carroll Park that I think you've been wanting to do.
Yeah, so Carroll Park, we feel like, is becoming kind of our sports active center of parks, a little more than Cole. You know, Cole used to support flag football and soccer even, but a lot of that's moved away, and Carroll Park is really now, with pickleball exploding and sand volleyball and basketball over there. So, and eventually there might even be baseball over there, because as we create the riverfront project, we're thinking to ourselves, where are people going to park at Cole Park? So we might create move that baseball field over to Carroll. But what's going on right now this year is a new dog park. We got the fence up. We got our folks doing some of our tree work, you know, down here on the south side, the South Alamosa Tree Equity work. They took a look at our dog park, and we want to make sure we have quality shade and benches. So we paused it. We got the fence up, and the neighborhood's going, when's this thing going to open? Well, we took a step back over the winter, and we said, well, let's get our infrastructure in first, our drip lines, our dog fountain, water fountain line. Let's get some good plantings over there this spring. So this summer, we're hoping to have a brand new dog park over there with shade. I know the neighborhood's excited. And, you know, eventually maybe a baseball field. But right now, you know, baby steps. We got to just do things right. So look for a really cool half-acre dog park over there.
Wow.
And it'll be fun.
That's the transformation of three parks we've talked about: Cole Park, Boyd Park, Carroll Park. We're going to keep talking to Andy Rice. He's with Alamosa Parks and Recreation. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
The Southern Rocky Mountain Ag Conference is February 3rd through the 5th in Monta Vista at the spacious, comfortable, and professional Sky High Conference and Event Center. The theme, Managing the Chaos, Harnessing Complexity, Planting Hope, hits at the heart of what ag producers are facing these days in the San Luis Valley. The educational programs will feature a record 50 sessions, including talks, panels, and demonstrations. Register by contacting the SLV Area Extension Office at 719-852-7381. That's 719-852-7381 to register. The Southern Rocky Mountain Ag Conference. Managing the chaos, harnessing complexity, planting hope.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Andy Rice. He's the director of Alamosa Parks and Recreation. We've been talking about what a busy year you have coming up here in 2026. And how do you, as the head of Parks and Rec, stay on top of all these? Because you have a lot of projects you're managing here, and you have staff that's moving everywhere. You are really have a lot of things in orbit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a good mentor in Heather, the city manager, because whenever I'm stressed and thinking, oh my gosh, I have 10 projects, I think about her, and she has 10 departments. So that keeps me grounded. But really, I think some of the things are trust in your development of your staff, right? And delegating and getting better at that. You know, a lot of times successful people will say, well, I just got to do it myself. Well, once you grow or get wide in your breadth of activities and facilities, you have to delegate and trust and partner, right? So, you know, I have a tremendous staff, from my library manager to John at the golf course to the park staff and Dalton at the rec center. So yeah, I'm throwing things at them constantly. And
well, we had a couple of them in here just recently talking about the Rio Frio Fest that's coming up here in another week or so over there on the dikes of the Rio Grande. So we've been meeting your staff, and you do have great staff there.
Yeah.
but you have another change that I wonder about the staff around.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's going to happen this year with the changes you're doing. There's two summer annual events. Summerfest on the Rio, that's an annual event that's been around here. Used to be called
Sunshine Festival.
And then there is the Rio Trio, which is the partner to the Rio Frio Fest. And you have the Rio Trio. So Summerfest on the Rio and the Rio Trio have been traditional annual events. And now we're going to something else. Tell us about that.
Well, those traditional events were on back-to-back weekends. And so as the city has become a little more involved in Summerfest the last few years, you know, you have champions and volunteers, a lot of these things, and people get tired of running those festivals or what. And so, that is an iconic community gathering of music and family and arts and food. And so we're taking it on now. It was just a kind of natural evolution. And as those conversations began, like you talked about, how do you get everything done? Well, the week before, my staff's putting on a major triathlon race with hundreds of participants, and we have good support on it, but it just kind of made sense to merge the events. And now it is going to be called Rio Fest. So Saturday morning will still be the Rio Trio Triathlon. We'll get all those racers over to Cole Park on Saturday afternoon. We're going to do the Outdoor Family Festival in conjunction with it. So we're going to have outdoor providers and activities on Sunday, live music Saturday, Sunday, still all the arts and crafts, maybe open it up to non-handmade as the world has changed a little, just allow traditional vendors keep evolving, right? I think it's time for that to evolve a little. We still have a lot of those Summerfest committee members helping us out because we're no experts in sound production or securing the bands and stuff like that. But exciting.
You need that help. Yeah, you need that. But what we're also seeing over these last couple of summers here, when I think about that, is Visit Alamosa was doing their barbecue fest, right? That discontinued.
Yes.
And now you're going to merge Summerfest on the Rio and the Rio Trio into one.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the weekend of June 5th and 6th this summer.
Right. And also, when you bring up Visit Alamosa, we're cognizant of First Fridays, right? So Summerfest is just going to be Saturday, Sunday, because the momentum of First Fridays is tremendous.
So you will have a First Fridays on that June 5th. So now you're bringing that into the mix of what that Friday Saturday is going to be. Am I reading that right, or going wrong?
Traditionally, Summerfest kicked off on Friday, but now no longer. It'll just be Saturday, Sunday, and we'll be encouraging folks to come to town early, if they're racing, go downtown for First Friday, see all that's going on, then all the action moves over to Cole Park for the weekend.
So we're talking about the first weekend in June.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Rio Fest occurring on Saturday and Sunday, that is June 6th and 7th. Okay. And then the Friday before, that's when Visit Alamosa stages its First Fridays celebration, as it does every first Friday of the summer months.
Correct.
So you do First Friday, the following day you do your Rio Fest with your triathlon, your outdoor running, your athletes.
Yep.
You bring people to Cole Park. You do the family engagement. You do the family event at Cole Park. Rest of Saturday, Sunday, you got more fun at Cole Park.
Yeah.
More booths, more food, more bands, more all of that.
Yeah, and we feel like our community identity, and you'd probably agree with this because you're out there on the trails, is becoming a little bit more soft recreation oriented, floating the river, flatter trails. If you're going to go up to the skiing or whatever, you start here on the cross country. So we want to celebrate that niche. So that's what we want to turn Summerfest a little bit into, is continually to promote these tremendous recreational family activities we have. You don't have to have the whole load of skis and snowboards to have fun outside, and that's what we have here.
Well, and that down the road, and I can see this now that I'm thinking about this too, because we talked earlier about the riverfront there at Cole Park and what we want to do, what the city of Alamosa, what its partners are planning to do there on the riverfront right. itself there. And so when I think of future years, Andy, and you're looking at that first weekend in June at Cole Park, and you have the Rio Fest happening there, eventually you're going to bring that whole riverfront into correct. This event.
Correct.
And that opens up all kinds of things. I'm talking concert now, Andy. I'm talking like Willie Nelson's going to be here performing on the Rio Grande at Cole Park, and we're going to have this giant Rio. That's where I'm going.
I was thinking more floating beach party with people and inner tubes getting in and out of the river.
I like that too.
You know, we're going to have to maybe like have a perimeter in the river too here. But no, I think how exciting of a vision, I think. And I know the community supports that and will continually test that hopefully.
I really like everything we've talked about. You know, I'm a big fan of all the parks. I'm always at Cole Park too, so I love the whole system. So for me, you're playing into what I really love, so I appreciate that. Before we let you go, I want to talk about one more thing we opened up with, and that is how Cattails, the city of Alamosa, and your staff over there were able to land the state high school golf tournament. That is a big thing for local golfers here that I can think of. I mean,
yeah.
But just bringing that event here, that's a really good, that's a coup.
Another little coup there, right? John and Britt, our superintendent there, have nursed that course along to where it's developing a state reputation for some of the best greens in the state. So kudos to those guys and our coach at the high school over there, Greg Hackett, politicked a little bit and was able to land, I don't know if it's 3A state championship or 4A, 3A, how those all work, but it, I mean, really, really exciting. It means hundreds probably of people here, butts in beds, if we get into the economics, and everyone over there is fired up to showcase the course. And I, you know, it'll be in the best condition in October. That's often when those winds calm down, we've gone through the summer, that's when it's in its top shape. So our staff is just thrilled for not only for the kids, but for the community, right? How about for all the Valley kids who maybe have a shot to play here at state?
I mean, we've seen these Alamosa kids, Monta Vista kids, other kids from around the Valley that play in that state golf tournament have done pretty well.
Right. So that will be super exciting. And, you know, kudos to my team over there because the course has been doing well the last few years and it's paying off.
Yeah, really, really good work that's happening across Alamosa Parks and Recreation. We've been listening to, we've been talking to Andy Rice, the director of Alamosa Parks and Recreation. A lot of great work happening over there. You've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Alamosa Parks and Recreation Director Andy Rice. We'll see you around the Valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.